Go home to your families and announce all that God has done for you. I wonder sometimes how many of us would reflect on our thankfulness if we didn't have this annual national feast. And for most of us, it will truly be a feast as far as food is concerned. But should it take a national holiday to remind us to pause and show gratitude for the Lord's abundant generosity? Let's hope not. Because as Catholics, we should be steeped in thankfulness, since every Eucharist is a thanksgiving, a giving thanks to God. Even the very word Eucharist literally means thanksgiving. Thanksgiving Day is the closest thing we Americans have to a national liturgy. Despite our cultural differences, despite our religious diversity, this is the one holiday we can all share. And this may be why so many people find Thanksgiving to be their favorite holiday. It may have something to do with the fact that we get a four-day weekend. It may have something to do with families and friends getting together. Maybe it's football. Maybe it's Black Friday. It also may have something to do with the fact that retailers still haven't found a way to totally ruin it, though they try. You have to agree, there's something nice about a holiday that doesn't pressure us to buy gifts for everyone in sight. And there's something more that makes Thanksgiving such a beloved and healthy holiday. Because it's meant to move us to look around and count our blessings. When Abraham Lincoln declared a national day of thanksgiving, his proclamation included a warning of the danger of becoming blind to the blessings around us. Thanksgiving, giving thanks, presumes that there are blessings in our lives if we will just open our eyes to see them. And giving thanks also presumes there is someone responsible for the blessings in our lives, someone who deserves our gratitude. And we all know who the someone is. It's the someone who got us out of bed this morning and inspired us to be here together in this holy place, giving thanks together. We all have our personal set of worries and problems, and no doubt we brought some of them with us today. But being grateful, being together, thanking God, is the best way I know of being assured that God cares about us. And if God cares about us, then no matter how heavy our burdens, we'll be okay. We'll be okay. There's a very inspiring story about a pastor of the 17th century in Germany. His name was Martin Rinkert. He was a scholar and a poet, and he served in a variety of parishes before being called to pastor the church in his own hometown, Eilenburg. and he was pastor there for 32 years. It was not an easy assignment. The city was plunged into the depths of the 30 years' war, and thousands of desperate people from miles around had sought refuge in that city because it was walled. There was a wall around it. With so many people in place, famine and plague swept through the overly crowded city and devastated it. And while he was pastor, the Austrian army conquered the city once. The Swedish army took it twice. It was a constant battleground. Pastor Rinkart was one of four clergymen in the city. One quickly fled to a healthier, more peaceful surrounding. The other two both died, leaving Martin Rinkert to minister alone to this huge, bulging community of tens of thousands of desperate parishioners. He sometimes preached at the burial services for 40 or 50 people a day. Altogether, there were almost 5,000 people who died, and he presided over their funerals, all of them victims of this epidemic. His own wife and family members were among the victims. Many of them were buried in mass graves. There were so many deaths all at once. Eventually, Martin Rinkert also died at the age of 66, a worn and weary man. But in his lifetime, he still found time to pray. He still found time to write many beautiful hymns. His most famous hymn is sung by Christians everywhere in the world. It's familiar to all of us. Despite all the trials and all the tragedies in his life, he gave us a stirring hymn, Nun danket alle Gott. Now thank we all our God. How does such a thing happen? How does someone continue to give thanks when the world around him is shattered? It has little to do with outward circumstances. It has everything to do with faith. And if we think about it, it makes sense. Those who live close to God are most aware of their dependence on God. And those who live close to God are most aware of God's goodness, God's providence. People who live close to God are much more likely to be thankful people. They may be poor. They may be wealthy. They may be sick. They may be healthy. They may face great challenges or have great successes. Outward circumstances are not the point. People who live close to God know that they are blessed, and they know they have someone to thank. So here we are. God is near. We are blessed. And so we pray. And now we sing. And now we thank our God. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you.